For prey trapped by a predator, passive immobilization, feigning death, may promote survival. More generally, the clarity of perception and insight associated with dissociation might allow individuals to identify and carry out previously unrecognized strategies to escape desperate, life-threatening circumstances. Feigning death? Frightened opossums do lapse into deep unconsciousness, and predators that despise carrion may toss them aside. It is also true that some humans have survived massacres by pretending to be dead. But near-death states cannot have been a survival strategy in the remote past, because only high-tech interventions in recent decades have allowed a significant number of people to return from the near-death state to tell of their experiences. The NDE-er, by contrast, is in an unfeigned state of verifiable clinical death, thus hardly in a position to invent clever survival strategies. Far from having a survival strategy, NDE-ers are often disappointed when they find themselves returned to life. The NDE points to something beyond mere survival, which Saver and Rabin mistakenly assume to be the goal of all existence. Their suggestions primarily show that materialism so poorly accounts for NDEs that materialists cannot even address the basic substance of the NDE experience, and thus begin to talk of something else. For example, how a primitive mammal, rendered unconscious by fright, is rejected as carrion. This is a frequent characteristic of materialist explanations of NDEs. Religion and NDEs. We must remember that Satan has the ability to appear as an angel of light and as a servant of righteousness. His goal, of course, is to lead people astray. He is happy to mimic a being of light if the end result is that he can lead people away from the true Christ of Scripture. Ron Rhodes, Reasoning from the Scripture's Ministries on the Dangers of NDEs. Materialists are not alone in their discomfort with NDEs. As philosopher Neil Grossman has pointed out, corroborated testimony from NDEs may not support the doctrines of some religious groups. Worse, it may support the doctrines of a competitive group. For example, if a religious group's identity and sense of mission are bound up with preaching a vengeful or inscrutable God, the group won't celebrate the general finding that